Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Boston Celtics will be without a key player, All-Star Jaylen Brown, for the rest of the season. The team announced last night that Brown will undergo surgery for a torn ligament in his left wrist. The news comes as the Celtics are headed toward a new play-in tournament to start the basketball playoffs. To talk about the team without Jaylen Brown, we're joined by Boston.com sports writer Kyrie Thompson. Good morning, Kyrie.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, and thanks for being with us. Jaylen Brown missed the last three games of the season because of a sprained ankle. He had a scary collision with teammate Jason Tatum, but this wrist injury is unrelated to that. Is that correct?
Right, and doing a little bit of digging, it looks like it's an injury that he suffered at some point, potentially last month, and he's been playing through it for weeks. And perhaps just during this time when he's been out, he had a chance to get it looked at, and then the scans revealed how bad it actually was. And it's a really unfortunate thing because he's having the best season of his career, you know, most points and most assists per game that he's had in a year. And besides all that, he's really the best all-around player that the Celtics have. And then you obviously take into account the fact that, you know, he is, you know, this tough, you know, grinded out kind of player. You know, he can do just about everything that you want, and he'll guard the LeBron Jameses and the Kevin Durants, the best, you know, wing players in the league. And so it's really a tremendous loss for the Celtics.
All right, two of the stats. He's averaging 24 points a game and shooting over 48%. So as the Celts are headed for the playoffs, how do they make up for that loss?
Well, they really have to do it with multiple players, you know. So you're probably going to see more of Evan Fournier. Then you're looking at a little bit more of a couple of rookies off the bench, like Aaron Nesmith. Peyton Pritchard, who has had a pretty solid rookie year, is going to have to play a bigger role as well. Kemba Walker also needs to step up. He had his best month of the season in April after he had kind of an up and down year battling knee soreness. And if the Celtics want a chance to make the playoffs, he has to show that he's healthy and that he's ready to put up big numbers. So basically you're asking two or three, possibly four players to make up for the loss of what just one man could do in Jaylen Brown.
All right, let's talk a little bit more about the playoffs. The Celtics currently stand in seventh place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. So unless something unexpected happens, they'll likely have to go through this play-in tournament that we mentioned to open the playoffs. Tell us quickly what the play-in tournament is. And do you think that without Jaylen Brown, the Celtics can go deep in the playoffs?
So with the play-in tournament, it was instituted last year during the randomness of the COVID year to kind of give teams a little bit more of a chance that were on the bubble to get their way into the tournament. So right now, where the Celtics sit, they could play two games to get into the postseason. If they win the first game of this play-in tournament, they're in right away. If they lose, they'll get another shot. That said, you know, they've struggled all season with Jaylen Brown in the lineup, you know, to play consistently. I think that they're going to struggle without him. And then even if they did make the playoffs, it's hard to imagine that they're going to immediately win a first round series against the Brooklyn Nets or Philadelphia 76ers without arguably their best player.
All right. Well, we'll see where it goes from here for the Celtics and for Jaylen Brown. We want to say that Kyrie Thompson, you may recognize his name because he was a producer here at WBUR. He's now a sports writer for Boston.com. Kyrie, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning, and it's great to talk to you in this role.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's great to be here.